Well, Dean, an excellent start, especially in that first half.
Yeah, it was a really pleasing start to the season. A good 1-0 win. I thought we were excellent first half. The game plan was as we wanted it to be, and it worked really well. And the lads put in a great effort. We thought we were decent on the ball first half. We were disciplined, we were patient, and it worked really well. And, you know, to top that, we had the Adam Chambers goal. And, you know, a bit disappointed with our second half performance. I thought we went a little bit loose on the ball. And, you know, as they went more direct, we found it harder to get onto the ball and win any second balls. But at the end of the day, we got a 1-0 win, and that's the most pleasing thing.
And credit to the likes of Butler and Lancashire for their performances to keep them at bay as well.
That's what they're there for, yeah. I've got two centre-halves there who, you know, their job is to keep the ball out of our net along with James Walker, and managed to do that. And, you know, for all the possession they had second half and for how poor we were, I think, you know, James Walker's made two saves from headers that, you know, that he makes every day in training. You know, that's part of his training with Mick Kearns. I see him doing them all the time. So, you know, it was nice to see that they never got through to see my goalkeeper's white of his eyes, and they were restricted to few and far chances.
Obviously, Adam Chambers' moment will grab the headlines, but how pleased were you with him overall?
I thought he was excellent overall. I knew what I was getting when I signed Adam Chambers. I always said he'll be an excellent acquisition for us. He's a great lad, a good player. I didn't know he had too many 30-yard goals in him, though, so which is even a bonus for us.
And what about the other three men who started for you, Dean, who were making debuts?
Yeah, I thought Kevin Hurst done well. Put some telling crosses in there, kept his shape really well. Was always available. Claude Gnac put as well, gives us a different dimension, as I've said. He wins a lot of balls in the air, he can be unpredictable. And, you know, he nearly scored with an audacious chip in the first half as well. And, you know, Jarves came on and done well. Matt Sadler, very, very steady, and, you know, there will not be many players in this league that get the better of Matt Sadler.
Certainly Russell Slade paid tribute to what you did when you didn't have the ball today, certainly, but as you just said to the rest of the media, you feel this team can get better?
Without a shadow, yeah. I mean, that was not our best performance by a long shot, and, you know, but I'm standing here with a 1-0 win, 3 points behind us, you know, after not one of our best performances. First half, I thought, was excellent. You know, second half was a 6 out of 10.
In terms of Middlesbrough coming up now in the Cup, pleasing that you got about 4,000 Walsall fans for the league game, and you'd hope to generate a good atmosphere again, I guess, for the Cup.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, one thing about these players, and I keep saying it, is that they will work hard. I've always said that's a given for me. They have to work hard if they want to remain in the team. And, you know, I'm from this area. I know the fans and what they want to see, and they want to see 100% effort and work rate. And, you know, although some of the football second half from us wasn't great, I thought the work ethic and the will to win was fantastic. So we can certainly get better and see more of the first half performance that we saw today.